For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandary. French officials are turning their attention to rebuilding Notre Dame. Firefighters spent more than 12 hours battling to extinguish the inferno which destroyed the spire and roof, but spared its bell towers and the purported crown of Christ. French President Emmanuel Macron said Notre Dame belongs to all French people and is important even to those who have never visited it.
I also want to spare a thought for all our compatriots, because the Notre Dame of Paris is our history, our literature, our imagination, the place where we have lived all our great moments, our epidemics, our wars, our liberation.
Officials consider the fire an accident, possibly as a result of the restoration work at the World Architectural Treasure. 13 million tourists a year visit Notre Dame. The Democratic leaders of three House committees are calling on Trump administration officials to release documents related to their deliberations on sending undocumented immigrants to sanctuary cities. In a three-page letter, the Democrats call the plan a bizarre and unlawful attempt to score political points. They say the administration lacks the legal authority to transfer undocumented migrants to sanctuary jurisdictions. The letter was sent by Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler, Oversight Committee Chair Elijah Cummings, Homeland Security Committee Chair Benny Thompson. Trump continued to rail about the situation at the border during an appearance in Minnesota. He made the case the issue could be a winning one for Republicans in 2020 and said immigrant asylum claims can't be believed.
It's a big con job, that's what it is. And in Congress, and Congress has to get smart. And honestly, when I say Congress, I can't blame the Republicans. The Republicans want to do it, but you need the votes of the Democrats. You need 60 votes in the Senate, and we're a little bit short in the House. We can retake the House. I think over this issue, I think we can retake. Look, as soon as we do, we're going to get this straightened out.
Oakland Congresswoman Barbara Lee is the latest sanctuary city official to denounce President Trump. She said it's unacceptable the president is using immigrants and those seeking asylum as pawns in yet another one of his twisted political games. The Congressional Black Caucus and other progressive groups are speaking out in support of Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. They're denouncing President Trump for retweeting a video which has led to a surge of death threats against her. The video intersperses images of Omar and the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center and made it seem as if she were flippant with regards to the attack. Los Angeles Congresswoman Karen Bass chairs the Congressional Black Caucus.
To see the president, who should be serving as a bridge to bring people together, has once again shown his divisiveness, but really putting her in danger.
More than 200 progressive leaders signed on to a letter saying they stand in solidarity with Omar and against the rise of Islamophobia and attempts to divide the country. The letter was circulated by American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten, Color of Change Executive Director Rashad Robinson, and Democracy for America Chief Executive Yvette Simpson. It calls Omar a visionary leader demanding an end to the culture of endless wars and calling out white supremacists and war criminals in the Trump administration. The letter says those positions and her identity as the first Black Muslim congresswoman have made her the target of racist and bigoted attacks from Trump, right-wing media and extremist Republican leaders, and even at times Democratic colleagues. Sudanese protesters say the ruling military council, which ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir last week, must step aside in favor of civilian rule. The military council held talks with opposition leaders over the weekend and released some political prisoners. The military also backed off an attempt to disperse an ongoing protest sit-in outside military headquarters in the capital, Khartoum. A member of the group spearheading the protest, the Sudanese Professional Association, told Al Jazeera they will continue to protest until the military council leaves power and a civilian transitional government takes its place.
We want the government to be handled to a civilian body. We want the military council to be canceled and a new council to be formed, which is civilian major by civilian with some military representation on it. This is our main demand. Then we want also a transitional government with all its executive rights and to extend the transitional period to 4 years.
The African Union gave Sudan's military 15 days to hand over power to a civilian-led political authority or face suspension from AU activities. I'm Eileen Alfandari. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.